sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. This one brought to you from Tucson. I'll be running around Tucson today. Spoke at the Tucson Breakfast Club on Saturday and got to meet a lot of wonderful people. It's really nice being able to get out and get out of lonesome Bingham and get to a town with as many knowledgeable and interesting people as Tucson. I met people here that are working on starting a radio station, that are working on a political party, and a couple of weeks, we should be seeing a new type of magnetic motor coming out of Tucson. If it works and as advertised, hopefully I'll have something to do with it to help promote it. It would be a heck of a thing to be able to buy a generator that would run pretty much on its own. Don't know what the prices would be on it yet, but if you had this magnetic motor up to a generator, you could sell electricity back to the power company and run your whole house on it. Well, we'll see what develops. There's also some other technology, solar, that focuses the sun, not the photovoltaic variety, but a device that would focus the sun to heat an oil that would run a steam generator. So we'll see how that happens. We'll see. I'll keep you informed about that. A little town here in Vermont, Brattleboro, will vote at a town meeting on whether President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney should be indicted and arrested for war crimes, perjury, or obstruction of justice if they ever set foot in Vermont. The Brattleboro Select Board voted 3-2 Friday to put the controversial item on the town meeting day morning. According to town clerk Annette Cappy, organizers of the Bush-Cheney issue gathered enough signatures, and it was up to the Select Board whether Brattleboro voters would consider the issue in March. Cabby said residents will go to vote on the matter by paper ballot March 4th. Yeah, if a little town can do it, why can't Congress do it? We'll be back in a moment. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. The lines are open today. I want to talk to you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Good morning again, folks. As I told you, Brattleboro, Vermont, is they're taking a vote to see if the population wants to indict or arrest President Bush. Well, that would be interesting. Wonder how many cops they got in Brattleboro that would be able to present an arrest warrant on a president. So far, Vermont is the only state Bush hasn't visited since he became president in 2001. The Kurt Dames, 54, Brattleboro, the organizer of the petition drive, said Friday the debate to get the issue on the ballot was a good one. Opposition to the vote focused on whether the town had any power to endorse a matter. It's an advisory thing, said Dames, a retired prototype machinist and stay-at-home dad of three daughters. So far, Vermont, James said the most grievous crime committed by Bush and Cheney was perjury, lying to Congress and U.S. citizens about the basis of a war in Iraq. He said the latest count shows that a total of 600,000 people have died in the war. James said he also believed Bush and Cheney were guilty of espionage for spying on American people and obstruction of justice, for the politically generated firings of U.S. attorneys. Voting to put the matter on the town ballot were Chairwoman Audrey Garfield and board members Richard Garnott and Dora Bubalis. voting against the ideas were board members Richard DeGray and Stephen Seidel. James said the votes, the names submitted to the town clerk's office were the second wave of signatures the petition drive had to collect because he had to rewrite the wording of the petition. He said he gathered nearly 500 signatures in about 3 weeks, and most people encountered were eager to sign it. Started a petition drive about 3 months ago. Everybody I talked to wanted Bush to go, noting that even members of the local police force supported the drive. That's exactly what the charter envisioned as a citizen initiative, Dame said. People want to express themselves, and they want to say how they feel. Yeah, maybe that'll take hold and go other places, too. Comes from Associated Press. In a shift with profound implications, the Bush administration is attempting to re-energize its terrorism fighting war efforts in Afghanistan. The original target of a post-9/11 offensive, the U.S. is also refocusing on Pakistan, where a regenerating al-Qaeda is posing fresh threats. There's growing recognition that the United States risks further setbacks, if not deepening conflict or even defeat in Afghanistan, and that success in that country hinges on stopping Pakistan from descending into disorder. Privately, some senior U.S. military commanders say Pakistan's tribal areas are at the center of the fight against Islamic extremism, even more so than Iraq or even Afghanistan. These areas border on eastern Afghanistan and provide haven for al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters to regroup, rearm, and reorganize. This view may explain, at least in part, the administration's increasing public concern at the Pentagon news conference last week. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said that while the U.S. respects the Pakistani government's right to decide what actions are needed to defeat extremists on its soil, there's no reason to worry that al-Qaeda poses more than an internal threat to Pakistan. I think we're all concerned about the reestablishment of al-Qaeda safe havens at the border areas. I think it would be realistic to assume that all of the planning that they're doing is focused strictly on Pakistan. So I think it is a continuing threat to Europe as well as to us. Well, how many times have we been threatened by Pakistan in the last 100 years? But, oh, that's right. We have armed Pakistan now with nuclear weapons. And Sybil Edmonds has been talking. She was a Afghanistan interpreter, and she has been talking quite extensively about people in high places that are arming Pakistan, that are passing nuclear secrets on to countries like that. So we need to keep an eye on that, and then now they're saying, well, we may need to send our troops into Pakistan to secure the nuclear weapons. The Pentagon says it's got fewer than 100 troops in Pakistan, including personnel who are training Pakistan's paramilitary frontier corps. How can we train paramilitary groups in Pakistan and we won't allow paramilitary groups here like the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club or the militia or the Minutemen to train here? The militia here, which is part of our Constitution, part of our public law, they're considered danger. They're here to protect America. In a little while, I'm gonna bring up a U.S. soldier that has served overseas, served in Bosnia, Afghanistan, and we're gonna bring him up in a little while to see what he thinks about our military deployment. And my God, how many countries? Over 120. 120. They also say the U.S. military has used other means, including aerial surveillance by drones, to hunt Osama bin Laden. Yeah, right. Osama bin Laden has probably been dead. They reported, matter of fact, the Pakistani leader that they assassinated, Bhutto, said and named the person she said killed Osama bin Laden. And ground troops on the Afghan side sometimes fire artillery across the border at unknown Taliban or al-Qaeda targets, and the U.S. officials have said special operations forces are poised to strike across the border under certain circumstances. There's also quite a bit of outrage in Afghanistan right now as a number of children, a truckload of children, were killed by a military strike. Jets and helicopters attacked a convoy of children fleeing from one of the war operations. They put pictures of the children on the internet. And let's move on. Okay. Okay, the number here, if you want to call in, if you want to talk to me about what's going on, before I bring up the soldier, I've got something pretty interesting to say. My number here is 800-313-9443. Be happy to take your calls. And we moved quite a few magazines here in Tucson, and we'll move more in Phoenix when I get up there. But if you'd like to order some, we can ship to you, and we're letting you have it cheaper. We're letting the people have it cheaper than I sell them to the national distributors. $2 a piece, as many as you want. Hang on, we'll be right back after these messages.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back. Pick up the phone and give me a call if you want to talk about something. Ron Paul placed right second behind Milt Romney the other day and in Nevada, I believe. And, of course, Milt Romney is a person that... when asked by in a debate the other day what he thought about the what Reagan had done, and John McCain was sitting next to him, so it had to come from him. He whispered to him, "Raise taxes, don't raise taxes." So you got a couple of fellow conspirators working together there. All right. The 800-313-9443 is my number here. And let's see what else we got here. Oh, this is kind of an interesting situation. How much do you think the oil companies are making off of us? ExxonMobil makes $75,000 a minute. In the midst of record profits for oil companies, we're giving them a $14 billion subsidy. That's insane. That money straight out of our pockets and into ExxonMobil's pockets, outside of politicians who get their elections financed by these guys. No one in the country should be in favor of this. This is not a conservation or liberal position. This is just plain old robbery. Our system's broken. The politicians funnel the money into these industries. The industries hire lobbyists to funnel the money back to the politicians. And we're the ones that get screwed. Remember, that's our money they're handing out. And now, because of the insane economic stimulus package, businesses are going to get another $50 billion in tax breaks. This money doesn't grow on trees. It's money that's going over from our taxes to the corporations. So it's, of course, both Republicans and Democrats agree to it. In fact, they have never agreed to an idea so quickly. That's how you can judge how dumb our political ideas by how quickly the politicians agree to it. Can you imagine that? $75,000 a minute? $75,000 a minute. Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you, Spring. I don't blame you. I think that's something to howl about, too. $75,000 a minute. And we went to Iraq. We've lost 4,000. Everybody's a critic, huh? Everybody's a critic, huh? We've gone to Iraq. We took over the oil company. The people of Iraq, by the way, were paying set 25 cents a gallon for gasoline under Saddam Hussein. Under President Bush, they're paying, certainly we're paying, about $3.50 a gallon. And let's see, what have we got here? Let's see, we got the chat room open. And if you want to call in, we'll take your calls. 800-313-9443. Okay. James says, I think we need to nationalize all the major oil companies and all their assets. Think of it as a payback for screwing the American people for so long. By the way, this magnetic motor would also be capable of running our automobiles. So hopefully we'll be able to report some progress on that. I met the people that are financing it and backing it. And I'd love to take part in that. Okay, what else we have here? Okay. I'm going to get to, after this break here, we'll get to the soldier view. I think you'll really find that interesting. And we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Free American Hour. I'm Clay Douglas.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right. Again, our number here is 800-313-9443. If you want to call to order some magazines or some of my videos, The True Face of FEMA, Chemtrails, American Dreamer Nightmare, or There's No Such Thing as a New World Order, you can do that at 888-678-1444. If you're in Phoenix or Tucson and you'd like to meet with me or and discuss any kind of business, you can call me, after a couple hours here, 3 hours actually. You can call me at 505-418-7688. I do have the last two issues of the magazines with me, and we're putting those out for a couple of bucks a piece. And if you pick up 100 magazines, then we'll also throw in some of my videos or DVDs for about 15 bucks a piece. The whistleblower, Sybil Edmonds, says has made a series of extraordinary claims about how government officials allowed Pakistan and other states to steal nuclear weapons secrets. Sybil Edmonds, 37-year-old former Turkish language translator for the FBI, listened to hundreds of sensitive intercepted conversations while based at the agency's Washington field office. She approached the Sunday Times last month after reading some of the reading about an Al-Qaeda terrorist who had revealed his role in training some of the 9/11 hijackers while he was in Turkey. Edmonds described how foreign intelligence agencies had listed the support of U.S. officials to acquire a number of moles in sensitive military and nuclear institutions. Among the hours of covert tape recordings, she says she heard evidence that one well-known senior official in the U.S. State Department was being paid by Turkish agents in Washington who were selling the information owned to black market buyers, including Pakistan. Another situation of the government setting up Pakistan for us to invade it and kill more of our troops invading another country. The name of the official who has held a series of top government posts is known to the Washington, to the Sunday Times. The only newspaper, by the way, that will print Sybil Edmonds' allegations. But they say he strongly denies the claim, but they won't give you his name, will they? However, Edmonds said he was aiding foreign operatives against U.S. interests by passing them highly classified information, and only from the, not only from the State Department, but also from the Pentagon in exchange for money, position, and political objectives. She claimed that the FBI was also gathering evidence against senior Pentagon officials, including household names, who were aiding foreign agents. If you made public all of the information that the FBI have on this case, you will see very high-level people going through criminal trials, she said. Her story shows just how much the West has been infiltrated by foreign states seeking nuclear secrets. It illustrates how Western government officials turned a blind eye to or were even helping countries such as Pakistan acquire bomb technology. The wider nuclear network has been monitored for many years by joint Anglo-American intelligence effort, but rather than shut it down, investigations by law enforcement bodies such as the FBI and Britain's Revenue and Customs have been aborted to preserve diplomatic relations. Edmonds, a fluent speaker of Turkish and Farsi, was recruited by the FBI in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. Her previous claims about incompetence inside the FBI have been well documented in America, they say. Well, I don't think so. She has given evidence to closed sessions of Congress and the 9/11 Commission, but many of the key points of her testimony have remained silent. She has now decided to divulge some of the information after becoming disillusioned with the U.S. authorities' failure to act. One of Edmonds' main roles in the FBI was to translate thousands of hours of conversations by Turkish diplomatic and political targets that had been covertly recorded by the agency. A backup of the tapes had built up dating back to 1997, which were needed for an FBI investigation into links between the Turks and Pakistan, Israel, and the U.S. targets. Before she left the FBI in 2002, she heard evidence that pointed to money laundering, drug imports, and attempts to acquire nuclear and conventional weapons technology. What I found was damning, she said. While the FBI was investigating, several arms of the government were shielding what was going on. The Turks and Israelis had planted moles in the military and academic institutions which handled nuclear technology. Edmonds says there were several transactions of nuclear material every month, and the Pakistanis were being among the eventual buyers. The network appeared to be obtaining information from every nuclear agency in the United States, she said. They were helped, she says, by the high-ranking State Department officials who provided some of their moles mainly PhD research, PhD students with security clearance to work in sensitive nuclear research facilities. And these included Los Alamos Secret Nuclear Laboratory, which is responsible for the security of U.S. nuclear deterrent. And in one conversation, Emma said she heard the officials arranging to pick up $15,000 cash bribe. The package was to be dropped off in an agreed location by someone in the Turkish diplomatic community who was working for the network. The Turks, she said, often acted as a conduit for the Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, Pakistan's spy agency, because they were less likely to attract suspicion. Venues such as the American Turkish Council in Washington were used to drop off the cash, which was picked up by an official. Edma said, I heard at least three transactions like this over a period of 2.5 years. There are almost certainly more. In Pakistan, the operation was led by General Mohammed Ahmed, then the ISI chief. Intercepted conversations showed Ahmed and his colleagues stationed in Washington were in constant contact with attachés in the Turkish embassy. Intelligence analysts say the members of the ISI were close to al-Qaeda before and after 9/11. Indeed, Ahmed was accused of sanctioning a $100,000 payment, wire payment, to Mohammed Atta immediately before the attacks. The results of the espionage were almost certainly passed on to Abdul Qader Khan, the Pakistani nuclear scientist, and Khan was close to Ahmed. And the ISI, while running Pakistan's nuclear program, he became a millionaire by selling atomic secrets to Libya, Iran, and North Korea. He also used a network of campaigns in American Britain to obtain components for a nuclear program. Khan caused an alert among the Western intelligence agencies when his aide met Osama bin Laden. We are aware of contact between Khan's people and al-Qaeda, a former CIA official said. There was absolute panic when we initially discovered this, but it kind of panned out in the end. It's likely that the nuclear secrets stolen from the United States would have been sold to a number of rogue states by Khan, and Edmund said was later to see the scope of the Pakistani connections when it was revealed that one of her fellow translators at the FBI was the daughter of a Pakistani embassy official who worked for Ahmed. The translator was given top-secret clearance despite protests from FBI investigators. Edmund said the package containing nuclear secrets were developed by Turkish operatives using their cover as members of the diplomatic and military community to contacts at the Pakistani embassy in Washington. Following 9/11, the number of foreign operatives were taken in for questioning by the FBI on suspicion they knew about something or somehow aided the attacks, and Edmund says the State Department official once again proved useful. A primary target would call the official, point to names on the list, and say, we need them out of the U.S. because we can't afford to let them spill the beans. The official said he would take care of it. The four suspects on the list were released from interrogation and extradited. Edmund also claims a number of senior officials in the Pentagon had helped Israeli and Turkish agents. The people provide a list of potential MOs from Pentagon-related institutions who had access to databases concerning this information. The handlers, who were part of the diplomatic community, would then try to recruit these people to become moles for the network. The list contained all their hooking points, which could be financial or sexual pressure points, their exact job at the Pentagon, and what stuff they had access to. One of the Pentagon figures under investigation was Lawrence Franklin, a former Pentagon analyst who was jailed in 2006 for passing U.S. defense secrets to lobbyists and sharing classified information with an Israeli diplomat. He was one of the top people provided information and packages during 2000 and 2001, she said. Once acquired, the nuclear secrets could have gone anywhere. The FBI monitored Turkish diplomats who were selling copies of the information to the highest bidder. Edmund said that certain In 2000, Edmund said the FBI monitored one of the agents as he met two Saudi Arabian businessmen in Detroit to sell nuclear information that had been stolen from an Air Force base in Alabama. She overheard the agent saying, "We have a package and we're going to sell it for $250,000. Edmund's employment with the FBI lasted for just 6 months. In March 2002, she was dismissed after accusing a colleague of covering up illicit activity involving Turkish nationals. She's always claimed she was victimized for being outspoken and was vindicated by an office of the Inspector General review of her case 3 years later. It was found that one of the contributory reasons for sacking was that she had made valid complaints. Her allegations were heard in a closed session of Congress, but no action has been taken, and she continues to campaign for a public hearing. The same official in the State Department no longer works here. Last week, he denied all of Edmund's allegations. If you're calling me to say that somebody said that I took money, that's outrageous. I've done nothing. I do not have anything to say about such stupid, ridiculous things as this. In researching this article, the Sunday Times talked to two FBI officials, one serving, one former, and two former CIA sources who worked on nuclear proliferation. While none were aware of specific allegations against officials she names, they did provide overlapping corroboration of Edmund's stories. One of the CIA sources claimed that the Turks had acquired nuclear secrets from the U.S. and shared the information with Pakistan and Israel. We have no indication that Turkey has its own nuclear program, but the Turks are traitors. To my knowledge, they became big players in the late 1990s. And we could go on and tell you how Pakistan got a bomb, but I'm not right now. Let's hear a soldier's view.
I'm here to tell you the story of my personal revolution. I joined the Army in the early months of 2001. My patriotism led me to the recruiter's office. I had grown up in part of my grandfather's best stories of World War II. That reminiscing became that thing. When I got to basic training, I did not talk about missing home like the other recruits around me. I felt at home in ways I never had before. The week after 9/11 found me in Kosovo, serving under NATO command, part of Charlie Company, 37th Infantry, 3rd Infantry Division, joining the border with Macedonia as part of our duty. We had ammunition to defend ourselves with, and the authority to apprehend anyone crossing the border legally, what you expect from the military rank. I'll get back to why these details are important later. Fast forward to 2003. I'm rolling across the desert in the back of a Bradley fighting vehicle, part of the spearhead into Iraq, there to enforce United Nations resolutions. Other than those first 3 weeks of shock and awe, what I remember most about Iraq was the people, crowds of kids wanting to know about Michael Jackson or Britney Spears, open-minded adults wanting to know about our social freedoms, and 99% or so just wanted to raise their families in peace and did not hesitate to tell us. My platoon and I played soccer with some of those crowds of kids. We had dinner and shared food with families in their homes. Some of us even went to a few house parties. And my lieutenant and I spent one very memorable afternoon swimming in an irrigation ditch with 5 young women. It's all of them that I think of when anyone tells me that we need to turn the Middle East into a sheet of glass, or that all Muslims are our enemies. I remember thinking on this when I was there, more so since I returned, what we were doing when we were doing our job. Patrolling the streets, conducting roadblock vehicle searches, bodily searching individuals, and searching homes, couldn't be helping our long-range plans for winning hearts and minds. I really have to wonder, how long would it take me to move from a position of thanks for my despotic government being removed, just feeling like I lived in a conquered and occupied country, if I saw foreign troops on the streets of my hometown every day? As to this, our having bases and personnel in Turkey, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Egypt, Oman, United Arab Emirates, Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria, I may have missed a few. We have somewhere around 700 bases in 130 countries, some of them for decades. Our Navy off their coast, our fighter jets in their skies, the CIA in business with monarchs, dictators, and thugs, our State Department treating their leaders like irresponsible children. It's no wonder moderate Muslims take to the streets shouting death to America, and an enraged minority takes action against us. This is hard to admit, but our actions do have consequences. I would hope we would do the same thing if, say, China had bases on our soil, her Navy patrolled our coastline, and Chinese fighter jets streaked across our skies. Do nothing in the face of foreign tyranny on our soil would be un-American and unimaginable. I would be expecting a different response from anyone in any nation. If the Chinese were here, they would brand me a terrorist, would you? Fast forward again to the present day. I'm out of active duty and in the Army Reserve. I wanted to stay active duty, but my wife said I'd be single, so we had a compromise. To be honest, the reserves...
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
As we won't be able to send our military personnel the bullets and beams they need. We won't be able to afford anything in the near future, even remotely resembling our current foreign policy. I have made these statements fully aware that I am violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but I feel that after putting my life on the line for two foreign countries, I can put my freedom on the line for ours. Join me in voting for peace, freedom, and prosperity. Vote Ron Paul. Thank you, and God bless.
All right. A young soldier telling you the truth and telling you again, pretty much what I've been telling you. We've got one hope to settle this all peacefully, to settle it all properly. And that hope is Ron Paul. He's the only one. By the way, every Democrat running for president is a lawyer. And we need to back Ron Paul. He's still working on raising money. He's getting known, and he is impressing the American people with every debate. He's the only one that's making sense and telling you the truth. The Sybil Edmonds, people are out there, individuals are trying to do the right thing. They're trying to inform you. They're trying to let people know what's going on. And I am too. I've been doing this for 12 years. I need your help today. I need your help this week to raise enough money to get next issues out, to travel around and give the talks like I did in Tucson. My number is 888-678-1444. And you can get me direct if you want to make a donation. If you want to get magazines, you can also call me at 505-418-7688. Don't use that number just to chat with me, because it costs me money. As much as I'd love to talk to you, meet me in person, and I'll be glad to talk as long as you want. We're we're going to have this next week, or, well, the rest of this week, we're going to have some great guests on. We're going to have Al Garza tomorrow talking about the Minutemen, and hopefully I'll be able to meet with Al up in Phoenix. Next day, we're going to be talking with a lady by the name of Becky Garrison. And the day after that, we'll be meeting with Nicholas Perrin. And I'll be doing another show 1 hour from now on Blog Talk Radio. So, love to hear from you. I'm Clay Douglas, and I'm out of here.
With recent